Good evening. So good to see everyone again tonight. Title of tonight's lesson is called Cheer Up. And my aim is to discuss how we can cheer up as individuals and be happy as a congregation. John 16:33. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Tribulation equals trouble, burdens, pressure, persecution, affliction. Cheer, that's to have courage, be bold, have confidence. In the ESV, means to take heart. We say that we have the blues or blahs, or being down in the dumps, or being down and out. Some of the finest people in the Bible had periods of discouragement. That's part of life on earth. Life has valleys and peaks, ups and downs, highs and lows. But there's a problem of getting down and not getting out, and depression sets in. God does not want us to be discouraged, frustrated, and despondent. His message is, be of good cheer. Cheer up, John 16:33. Robertson says, a word for courage in the face of danger. Thayer says, to be of good courage, to be hopeful, confident. Sometimes we get discouraged or depressed, but the Bible gives a remedy for discouragement and depression. There is more than just saying, be of good cheer, or have a good day. Now let's talk a little bit about some definitions. Discouragement. It's a temporary feeling of disappointment or disheartenment resulting from a disadvantageous turn of events, either physical, material, social, emotional, or spiritual. This is temporary. If we do not solve the problem of discouragement, then it can evolve into depression. And depression is defined as a protracted period of despondency that greatly curtails or even destroys one's ability to function as a healthy and happy child of God. If depression lingers and the solution is not found in the Bible, then it can result in spiritual stagnation, falling from the faith, and sometimes even suicide. Depression is real, and we have seen that and noticed that here in this congregation. It is second only to marital problems and counseling. Depression hampers our relationships with those with whom we live most closely, husband or wife, family, and even the church. Sometimes those Monday morning blues linger for days, weeks, or even months, and life becomes almost unbearable. More people fail through discouragement than for any other reason. And it is not a new problem to have depression. Saul in the Old Testament, he was the first king of Israel. He started out real good, but he disobeyed God, and he was informed that the kingdom would be taken from him. In 1 Samuel 16:14, but the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord troubled him. The word troubled is translated terrorized in the NASV, tormented in the NIV and RSV, and in the ESV, the footnote says terrified. King Saul was given to prolonged periods of depression, and he attempted to even kill David. Finally, he took his own life. Judas in the New Testament. Judas was depressed because he betrayed the Son of God. Matthew 27:3-5, what did he do? He committed suicide. Job in the Old Testament. He lost everything, children, wealth, and his health. Three friends came to comfort him. In Job 3, he states that it would have been better if he had not been born. He was very much depressed. but he was able to overcome this depressed state. David was discouraged and depressed at times. He writes about it. In Psalm 31:9, he said, "Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. Mine eyes is consumed with grief, yea, my soul and my belly." Psalm 31:10, he said, "For my life is spent with grief, and my years with sighing. My strength faileth because of mine iniquity, and my bones are consumed." In Psalm 31:12 and 13, he says, "I'm forgotten as a dead man, out of mind. I am like a broken vessel, for I've heard the slander of many. Fear was on every side. While they took counsel together against me, they devised to take away my life." Jeremiah, in Jeremiah 20:14, he said, "Cursed be the day wherein I was born. Let not the day wherein my mother bare me be blessed." In Jeremiah 20, verse 18, he says, "Wherefore came I forth out of the womb to see labor and sorrow, that my day should be consumed with shame." Moses, once he was so depressed that he asked God to take his life. Numbers 11:15, he said, "And if thou deal thus with me, kill me, I pray thee, out of hand, if I have found favor in thy sight, and let me not see my wretchedness." Most of these were great godly men. They had times of discouragement. So we should not be surprised if we have times of discouragement. But we can overcome depression with God's help. And here's how to handle depression and discouragement. Physical. Sometimes depression is caused by physical problems, such as an accident or a disease. Well, what can we do? We can be filled with self-pity and be depressed and live a miserable existence. Or we can, with courage, face the problem and try to live a balanced, productive life, even with a physical problem. Sometimes we will all come to the time in our life when we realize that we are going to die. Hebrews 9:27, "And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment." Anger, frustration, and depression will not help. As a believer, we must be fortified with the fact that those who die in the Lord, as Sister Jean just did, are blessed. Revelation 14:13, "And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth, yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them." We will enter a better state. Philippians 1:23, "For I am a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better." Materiel. Loss of possessions or money can cause discouragement and deep depression. When the stock market crashed several years ago, many people committed suicide. Matthew 6:21, God says, "For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." If the treasury of your heart has been filled with materialism, then you cannot handle the losses. One who trusts in God can handle the material losses. We can say with Paul, as he did in 1 Timothy 6:7-8, "For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain that we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content." God never promised us all the luxuries of life, but he did promise us the necessities. Matthew 6:33, what does he say? "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." It may be that we have to face the fact that we will not have everything we want. Depression and discouragement never solve the financial woe. Emotional. The death of a loved one can cause us to be depressed and discouraged. It is heartbreaking to lose a child, a spouse, a parent, or the close friend in death. These things are a part of the world in which we live, and they will continue to occur whether we learn to deal with them or not. What can we do in such a dark hour of discouragement? If the loved one was in a state of innocence or was a faithful child of God, we must not sorrow like those without hope. 1 Thessalonians 4:13-14. Paul said, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so also those which sleep in Jesus God will bring with him." We can sorrow in hope of seeing them again. Even if the deceased one died out of Christ, depression will not bring that one back. We can be comforted by the fact that God is aware of our grief. Psalm 56:8. "You number my wanderings, put my tears into your bottle. Are they not in your book?" And in Psalm 103:13, "As the father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him." 2 Corinthians 1:3, "Blessed be the God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort." Psalm 55:22, "Cast your burden on the Lord, and he shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved." Remember that all of our heartaches will be removed in heaven. Revelation 21:4, "And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away." Spiritual, much of the discouragement and depression we suffer is the consequence of our guilt resulting from sinful conduct or neglect of spiritual responsibility. This was the problem with Saul and Judas. The weary soul who is depressed with a guilty conscience has a way out. For the one who is not a Christian, they must obey the gospel. The one who is an erring Christian must repent and pray. It is true that the consequences of sin may cost us a high price for years to come, but with God's help, we do not have to be enslaved to sin and by overwhelming depression. When we are lazy and not involved in the work of the church, we get discouraged and depressed. Get busy doing the work you can do in the kingdom. In conclusion, we are all going to face discouragement at some time in our life. We cannot avoid it with life here on this earth, but we can learn how to overcome discouragement and avoid depression. John 16:33, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." Peace is found in Christ. Peace of mind, tranquility of soul, inner peace. We may keep on having this peace. Christ overcame the world and shows us how to do the same. No Christ, no peace, with a K. No Christ, no peace, with an N. We can be of good cheer. Take heart, keep our courage up. Cheer up. Philippians 4:4, Paul said, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice." Earlier I mentioned about those who are outside of Christ needing to obey the gospel. In order to obey the gospel, you have to first believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. You have to confess that faith in Christ. You have to repent of your sins, and you have to be baptized for the remission of your sins. Then you will become a Christian. And for those Christians who have sinned and need the prayers of the church, we ask that you would come forward as we stand and sing this song.